Janet Katz, Joe Northuk, welcome.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
Sustainable local food systems are certainly a timely topic to document these days. Why did you choose to tell your story from a Batesville and Elkhart, Indiana perspective, Janet?
As part of my capstone project for my master's in sustainable food systems, I had interviewed a lot of farmers here in Indiana, and I found talking to them so inspirational, not only the work that they were doing, but why they had chosen to farm the way they did and grow the food for their communities the way they did. And so I chose to do this film as a way of helping to inspire others in our community and to just promote conversation about the importance of this work. Jody Ellett, the local foods coordinator for Indiana, had a project about rebuilding local food systems in Elkhart County and Batesville, were the two pilot communities. So we started out thinking we would just do a short little video segment on each of these two communities. But what was most wonderful was how these communities were working together. And so we knew that by telling the documentary, we could weave the story together. And then here in Indiana, how the lessons learned by each of these communities can really be applied to others.
And Joe, why was it a natural fit to have you join in for doing the cinematography on this?
I just saw Janet's vision for this and just her heart for it. And one of the things that's so exciting for us is to be able to take those things and to make them visually very attractive. You know, documentaries or film or whatever is just a great medium to communicate messages that actually not just create awareness, but impact change. To be able to do that with Janet has just been a huge privilege for us to partner, and we've enjoyed the process tremendously.
It sounds like it. And how do these views from these two different communities interconnect on the screen as well as in daily action?
It was really a sense of building community, the economics of the community, by keeping more dollars local, by supporting the family farms that surrounded their communities. And that was very much prevalent in both Elkhart County and in Batesville.
Yeah, the motivations for doing what they were doing was a little bit different, but there were similarities that were quite amazing. Their heart to really serve their community and to really impact people's lives for the better, it was so much there and just profound.
Yeah, and it was more than just farmers. It was policymakers and dietitians and teachers and chefs.
Yeah, and different perspectives, right? One of the things that just sticks out to me is the line from one of the farmers where she says, Indiana has the ability to feed itself. And most people, they don't think about that, but the majority of our produce is imported from outside of Indiana.
So hopefully through this film, we can encourage more people to want to buy the food, and that will encourage more farmers to want to grow it.
And speaking of farmers, Zach Hawkins is the narrator of this film, and he's a sixth generation farmer in North Manchester. How does this add to the depth of the film, would you say?
It lends such a huge amount of authenticity to the film because he's living it, he's doing it, he knows the struggle, he knows how difficult it is to make it work. And I think you hear that come through.
We've interviewed about 40 different people in this film, but we needed an overarching voice. But I wanted it to be an authentic voice. Mm-hmm. And the words that he chose for the narration and his voice just really grounds it. So we're just really, really pleased to have Zach's voice in the film.
Yeah, and I think that represents the film in general. I mean, everything that you see, it's not staged. I mean, these are real people. It's real events. You really see them working on their farm or in their gardens. And there's real challenges. And so the authenticity of the film, I think, is represented in Zach. It's just all real. Everything's real.
And they're growing our food.
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Our food. Yep.
They're serving us. They really are. But yet, a lot of us, myself included, for a long time, didn't realize that the economic engine wasn't working. And so I think that's what we need is more awareness about. We need to serve them as well and buy the produce that they're growing for us.
Good point, and good for you for putting it out there. You call the whole sustainable food movement a quiet revolution. How so? Why so?
At least in these two communities, it's a quiet revolution. These aren't people who are picketing. They're just out there working in the soil. They're planting the seeds, just doing it by example. They wouldn't necessarily consider themselves revolutionaries, but they are committed to what they do and are so passionate and hardworking folks that we thought that that term really captured it.
So is it going to get louder?
Well, that's why we're doing this, is so that it will get louder. I look at the people in this film, and they're so focused on what they know they need to do and what they know is right, wanting to make sure that kids in schools are eating healthy, or why can't a hospital serve food that's been grown locally from a farmer? They want to do these things that are right, and so they're not focused on getting the message out all over the place, But we know that what they're doing is making a difference. And so we want to be part of that conversation, because if more people do that, there's more impact for other farmers or for other people who need healthier foods. And so to me, we are amplifying that conversation with this film.
This is telling Indiana's story, and there's a lot of optimism.
Janet Katz and Joe Northuk are director and cinematographer, respectively, of the documentary Fence Rows to Food Sheds. They join me today in the Madge Rothschild Studios. Janet, Joe, we appreciate the time you took with us today and wish you a most bountiful harvest.
Thank you. It's been wonderful, Julia.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.